We feel that it may also be a time bomb if not properly handled. There are reports that the government plans to deploy military personnel to areas that are notorious as far as illegal mining is concerned. But many feel that this is an empowerment to the youth. If true, I would want to find out from you.
91.1. It's a Silver Jubilee at NAPSA, celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced slot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Prominent constitutional lawyer and Patriotic Front PF presidential contender Makebe Zulu criticizes abuse of Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Oasis Forums confirms negotiations with State House. Guinea-Bissau incubate main challenger both claim victory in presidential race. In sports news, Lushomo Mwemba and Martha Tembo join Copa Queen's camp.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanji Mulenga. Prominent constitutional lawyer and Patriotic Front PF presidential contender Makebe Zulu is disappointed that 8.3 billion kwacha was unaccounted for as captured in the 2023 Auditor General's report on CDF, warning that if not carefully managed, the CDF would become a financial tool for cadres with only those connected to them participating. He is also concerned that 9.4 billion kwacha was diverted to unauthorized CDF projects, hence questioning government's push for an annual increase in budget allocation despite rampant abuse. Mr. Zulu has therefore warned those cited for mismanagement of CDF in the 2023 Auditor General's report due to failure to recover loans, account for funds, and changes to projects without approval will be held accountable. He stated that the Auditor General's report revealed that examples of theft were also noted where individuals added themselves as beneficiaries to siphon funds. Mr. Zulu pointed out that the majority of councils failing to recover loans are in UPND strongholds, raising concerns about possible patronage and abuse. He observed that 8 out of the 10 provinces had utilization rates lower than 50% for community projects. Meanwhile, he proposed that if elected president of Zambia next year, he would involve the media, the church, and NGOs to closely monitor the implementation of CDF for it to achieve its intended purpose. In another development, Oasis Forum has dismissed claims making rounds on social media that it has refused to meet government officials, stating that has instead opened discussions with State House for a proposed dialogue scheduled for Wednesday. Oasis Forum Chairperson Beauty Katebe has therefore condemned what she termed propaganda aimed at misleading the public regarding the forum's stance on the ongoing constitutional reform process. The forum has repeatedly voiced concerns over limited public consultation and the rise of misleading narratives online. Ms. Katebe further indicated that the public would be informed of the outcome once the engagement with State House is concluded. Meanwhile, the ongoing debate surrounding the constitutional amendment has intensified as civil society organizations, CSOs, take opposing stances on the issue. A consortium of CSOs focused on good governance has expressed strong support for the amendment process, labeling it as inclusive and transparent. Consortium Chairperson Solomon Ngoma yesterday announced that their intention to join a legal case initiated by the Law Association of Zambia LAZ, which is part of the opposing OSS Forum. LAZ has petitioned the Constitutional Court to halt the amendment process. Mr. Ngoma described the concerns of the OSS Forum as a political fight, which he promised would not go unopposed. The Christian Churches Monitoring Group, CCMG, has expressed saddened by the harassment, victimization and intimidation of duly accredited observer by Matera Member of Parliament, Miles Sampa. CCMG alleges that Mr. Miles Sampa, who visited the named registration center without accreditation, confronted CCMG's observer, questioning his presence at the center, forcefully grabbing his accreditation card, and proceeded to take personal details of the observer, which the group claim were shared on Mr. Sampa's personal Facebook page. The group warns the lawmaker that publicly exposing personal details of an accredited observer, including his photo and NRC number, not only violates his privacy and dignity, but also places the individual at increased personal risk. CCMG stresses that this conduct is a violation of Section 22 of the Cyber Crimes Act of 2025 and is also contrary to the principles of electoral integrity and responsible leadership. In a separate development, President Hakainde Hichilema has called on Zambians to take advantage of the stabilizing kwacha and the country's improved credit rating by prioritizing productive investment rather than luxury consumption. Speaking during a press briefing at State House today, President Hakainde Hichilema said the gains achieved through debt restructuring and strengthened economic indicators should translate into faster economic growth. He urged local businesses to import machinery and production equipment while kwacha remains strong, saying this would help expand industries, create jobs and increase incomes. President Hichilema further appealed to citizens to shift from a culture of eating now to a mindset centered on long-term investment, stressing that this change was essential for national development. In international news, the two leading candidates in Guinea-Bissau's presidentials have declared victory even as the country awaits official results. The camp of Fernando Diaz, seen as the main challenger to President Umaro Sissoco Embalo, was the first to claim victory. Embalo's agents later said their candidate had won more than 50% of the vote to avoid a runoff. Official results were expected later on Tuesday, according to local media. The competing claims could upset the political climate in a small West African country that is prone to army takeovers of power. Diaz has obtained the backing of the African Party for the Independence of Guinea and Cape Verde, PAIGC, and former Prime Minister Domino Simões Pereira, whose own presidential bid was rejected on a technicality. If he secures a second term, Embalo will become Guinea's first leader to achieve the feat in 3 decades. The vote is seen as one of the most contentious in recent history because of the exclusion of the main opposition party. Still in international news, a volcano in northern Ethiopia erupted on Sunday for the first time in nearly 12,000 years, sending ash plumes up to 14 kilometers into the sky and across the Red Sea towards Yemen and Oman. The Haile Gabi volcano in the Afar region of Ethiopia erupted for several hours on Sunday, leaving the neighboring village of Al-Fadira covered in dust. Local administrator Muhammad Seed said there was no casualties, but he feared the eruption's economic implications for the local community of livestock herders. The Afar region is prone to earthquakes, and a resident, Ahmad Abdellah, said he heard a loud sound, which he described as a shockwave. We take a short break and return shortly with sports news in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Medicare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit icare.napsa.co.zm and take